Hello and welcome to Schmevel and Wheeze. This is episode 4, The Grand Unified Theory of Rabbits. Before I really get into today's topic, I do want to give the disclaimer. There is explicit language in today's episode, so please don't be shocked and appalled. And if you're easily shocked and appalled, please stop listening now. Come back next week. Most evenings before falling asleep, the boy and I have some conversations, and often we're talking about our day or what's going to happen tomorrow, but sometimes we just end up talking about silly things. And a few months ago, he asserted that all bunnies were dicks, and I took the devil's advocate position, of course, and started listing off rabbits and bunnies in popular culture. And he came up with a reason for each and every one of them why they were a dick. And so this has been a topic that we've revisited over time because it's just kind of funny. And each time I think of someone new, he gives me the reason why they're not a nice bunny. And I do want to say another disclaimer. We are speaking, of course, of entertainment rabbits as opposed to actual live rabbits. The few that I've met generally have been very nice and sweet and fluffy. So back to this theory that all bunnies are dicks. We started, I'm going to end with the rabbit that brought the topic up, but the next that came up was Bugs Bunny. And Bugs Bunny, we all know him, we all love him, he's hilarious, but he's not very nice to the people around him. He is hurtful and sarcastic and generally makes Elmer Fudd's life a living hell, at least when he's hunting wabbits. So clearly Bugs Bunny is a dick. Along the same lines, another cartoon rabbit that's not very nice is Roger Rabbit. I mean, someone tried to kill off all cartoons because of Roger Rabbit, so clearly he's a dick. The third cartoon bunny that came to mind was Thumper. Now, I don't remember the excuse he gave for Thumper being a dick, but at the time when he said it, it was like, oh yeah, he's a dick. He's totally a dick. Now let's move on to movie rabbits. The obvious place to start, I think, is with the killer rabbit of Cerbenog, also known as the bunny from Monty Python, and he is clearly an evil dick. Then there's Donnie Darko, the rabbit from that movie. I don't know if you've seen that movie, but he turns what should be a nice kid into a killer. So obviously he's a dick. Harvey, Jimmy Stewart's invisible rabbit friend. He lets everyone think that his best friend is insane rather than making himself known. So clearly he's a dick. Then you have the commercial bunnies. The Energizer Bunny, the Trix Bunny, the Nesquik Bunny, they're all dicks. They're all very selfish and kind of obnoxious. We should move on then to literature bunnies, starting way back with the Greeks. Aesop's Fables, the Tortoise and the Hare. The hare in that story is clearly a dick. The rabbit from Winnie the Pooh, I don't know that he's a full-on dick, but he's kind of uptight and obnoxious, which, you know, sort of makes him a dick. The white rabbit from Alice in Wonderland, same thing. He's uptight, he's always late, neurotic, kind of a dick. Beatrix Potter, like, she had a special relationship with rabbits. And, you know, the story of Peter Rabbit, Flopsy, Mopsy, Cottontail, all dicks to Peter. But Peter is also a dick. He's a thief. He steals from Farmer McGregor without any remorse. And, you know, he has a real problem. Total dick. There's another bunny that I'm not sure what category to put it in, but the Playboy Bunny. Now, the Playboy Bunny is really just a logo, and yet what he represents, totally a dick. And finally, we're going to come back to the rabbit that started it all, the Easter Bunny. The Easter Bunny is such a big dick. Hiding candy from children. Total dick. And on top of that, if that's not bad enough, sometimes when they would find an egg that they thought would have candy in it, it turned out to be a hard-boiled egg. Now, I love hard-boiled eggs. I liked them even as a kid, but there was nothing more disappointing than finally finding an egg that was hidden by the Easter Bunny, and it's a hard-boiled egg instead of chocolate. Oh my God, what a dick. And that is it. That's the Grand Unified Theory of Rabbits. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Look forward to hearing from you on the comments. If you have found bunnies that don't fit the model, please let us know. I'm always looking for ammunition to prove the boy wrong on this topic. Thanks again for joining me, and have a great day.